Good morning. It's 11 o'clock and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Leticia Rodriguez. It's 12 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news today, the Royal York Hotel has fired 22 employees after a private investigator reveals illegal activities. According to the Toronto Star, the hotel hired an investigation firm to monitor the employees while they were working. The fired staff allegedly sold and used drugs at the hotel. The investigation is said to have found 22 employees stole wine and amenities from guest rooms and then divided the loot up among themselves. Hotel spokesperson Melanie Codies did not say what launched the investigation, but told the Star they have an anonymous tip line for hotel staff, and that's how some investigations start. So far, no charges have been laid, and the Royal York Hotel is still set to house world leaders for the G20 summit in June. According to the Toronto Star, more of the city's residents are taking the organs to the grave than anywhere else in the province. Star reporters found that less than 10% of Torontonians registered to donate their organs, making us last on the list. North Bay has 43% of its residents register, and Sudbury has 34%. Experts told the Star that there are many possible reasons for this, including cultural differences and age. If you're wondering where your recycling goes, you're not alone. Several municipalities in the GTA are wondering the same thing now that three major recyclers have shut down for good. Two Brampton plants are no longer taking blue box goods. Unico closed last week, and last month Canada's first and only recycler of polystyrene foam shut its doors as well. According to the Star, Toronto was sending over 1,200 tons a month to Unico and is now considering shipping to Guelph or the United States, which will mean extra costs for the city. Many other regions are feeling the burden. Durham is now shipping to Montreal and Peel is shipping to Guelph. The city may get some help soon because the province is considering changes to the Waste Diversion Act that will see producers funding 100% of all municipal recycling programs. A decision could come as early as this week. Turning now to sports, about 18,000 fans braved the bad weather and road closures to cheer on the Toronto FC at the BMO field yesterday. It was worth the trip because the FC beat the Seattle Sounders 2-0. According to Canadian Press, Dwayne De Rosario scored the first goal of the day and the first goal ever against the Sounders in the 58th minute. During the first half of the game, the referee angered both teams when he handed out yellow cards, two to the FC and one to the Sounders. But that didn't discourage De Rosario, who later assisted O'Brien White with the team's second goal in the 76th minute. The FC play against the Montreal Impact at the BMO field on Wednesday. The Jays lost 6-0 to the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday. According to the Star, Cito Gaston believes Roy Halladay's absence will increase his pitcher's workload. Brandon Murrow pitched for 6 innings, walking 8 batters before he called it a day. But the game wasn't a complete loss. Jays catcher Jose Molina is now the first since 2002 to have nabbed 4 base runners before they stole any bases. The Jays play against the Boston Red Sox tonight at the Rogers Centre. A $25,000 donation from an Olympic sponsor has been given to the Native Child and Family Services of Toronto. The Royal Bank presented the check at a ceremony at East View Junior Public School in Scarborough. RBC is a sponsor of the 2010 Vancouver Olympics. However, some Aboriginal groups and activists argue the Winter Games are being held on stolen First Nations land. Native protesters interrupted the torch several times as it made its way across Canada. Former National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, Phil Fontaine, is now an advisor with RBC. He says the Olympics is an opportunity for First Nations communities to show how the important role they've played in Canada's history.
Sporting event. It's a world sporting event. It's a really a celebration of Indigenous cultures. And I see this as an opportunity to speak to the world about who we are here in our homeland.
Fontaine was also an Olympic torchbearer. And in entertainment, after more than 20 years of entertainment, The Simpsons have made their way into education. The Public Legal Education Association of Saskatchewan uses the misadventures of Homer and Bart to show students how the legal system is abused. According to the Canadian Press, Jonas Kardrowski uses examples like Homer's million-dollar lawsuit against Mr. Burns to teach students the perils of ridiculous legal claims. The show apparently provides both great teaching points for philosophy and law. And the box office, How to Train Your Dragon, made its way back to the number one spot after 5 weeks with an estimated $15 million. The backup plan debuted at number two with just over $12 million, and Date Night is holding on with $10 million. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Leticia Rodriguez.